You're very welcome back to Morning Ireland. It's 7.53 and Gail is here with the business news.
Thanks, Audrey. The value of the Irish hospitality and food service market has reached over 10 billion euro for the first time, up 5% year on year. Growth has largely been driven by menu price inflation, not increased consumer activity. To discuss the trends and challenges in the Irish food service and hospitality industry as outlined by Bord Bia's Market Insights report, I'm joined on the line by food service manager Maureen Gahan. Maureen, the sector appears to have been resilient despite external pressures, with the value reaching 10.4 billion euro. But then menu prices are up 26% since 2020. So is there any real customer growth there?
Yeah, good morning, Gail. So what we're seeing is that there is a combination, as you mentioned already, a lot of the growth has been driven by menu inflation, but we are seeing some pockets of growth in certain areas that have eased footfall as well. So if you think about it, food service, out-of-home hospitality, it's a very wide market, and it includes everything from, you know, your cup of coffee you might pick up on the way to work or your sandwich at lunchtime. So what we refer to as limited service restaurants, they are also everyday food service occasions. They account for about 40% the market, and they've seen strong growth. The other area we're seeing strong growth is the whole area of leisure and events. If you think about all of the sellout music and sporting events we had this year and that are also going into 2026, a lot of food service consumed at those as well. We definitely heard from the industry that people still really enjoy that experience, and you know, as Irish people, when we're out, so that's certainly fueling growth. One other area we're seeing is non-commercial or like non-high street, so there's been an exponential growth in the hot school meals program, and also with the return to office mandate, we're seeing business and industry workplace feeders starting to continue to grow. It's not quite where it was pre-COVID, but it is growing year on year.
And for the more traditional restaurants, hotels, etc., do you expect the VAT rate cut of 9% next July to help growth?
Look, everything helps, and it was certainly welcomed by the industry. And when it comes into force from July next year, it will absolutely be welcomed. It's a very tight margin industry, and we've heard, has been well publicised, the challenges. Labour costs in particular account for a large portion. But I suppose what we're doing today is we're publishing this research. One of the things we talk about in Bord Bia is really, you know, making informed decisions based on insights. And so we're publishing the research. We're bringing together over 300 people in Johnstown, in Enfield, both Irish food and drink producers and restaurateurs and the distributors that bring the products to the restaurants. And the theme of today's event is stories and collaboration. So we know in challenging environments like we're facing at the moment, people need to come together, they need to collaborate, they need to network, they need to discuss areas that are working and what's not. So it's very much a whole collaboration throughout the industry, which we know is a hugely resilient industry and continues to be. So we are optimistic for the future.
And how are rural businesses? Is there kind of a rural-urban divide going on at the moment?
There is somewhat of a divide, and we call it out in the report, and we certainly heard it from our interviews. If you think about it, particularly with overseas tourism, what we hear is that Dublin is becoming more of a hub now. And a lot of times with overseas tourists, they're basing themselves in Dublin and then travelling out to the regions to see the different sites. And then, of course, the challenge there is they don't necessarily get the knock-on spend, whether that's in restaurants or in hotels or whatever. So that is somewhat of concern. Cities in general holding up well, but some of the rural spots are struggling.
OK, Bord Bia Food Service Manager Maureen Gahan, thanks for your time this morning. We'll have more business in the next hour.